Money Control and Mere Asset present Passively Proactive.
Globally, passive investing is picking up pace, and the situation in India is no different. The low cost and underperformance of large cap funds have made investors lap up passive funds, and the numbers say it all. Assets under management of passive funds have grown by 63% from 2.95 lakh crores as of March 21 to 4.8 lakh crores as of March 22. As of March 2022, passive funds account for about 13% of the total assets under management of the mutual fund industry. So given the gaining popularity of passive funds, we have instituted a brand new series, Passively Proactive, presented by Money Control and Mirae Asset Mutual Fund. So hello and welcome to this brand new series. I'm your host, Sumaira Abdi, and joining me today on the show is Swaroop Mohanty, CEO of Mirae Asset Investment Managers India. So today on the show, we're going to talk about how a combination of active and passive is really the way forward for a healthy portfolio. Swaroop, thanks very much for joining in. And you know, we've spoken so many times in the past and we keep debating about whether it is active or passive, or whether it should really be active plus passive, at least for now. Is that the starting point of a healthy portfolio?
No, I'm so happy that we are starting the discussion this way, because the most important thing is the portfolio and not the underlying. Typically, people get lost in focusing more on the underlying, but it's the merit of the portfolio which matters to the investor at the end of the day. And whatever suits, whether you know the approach is to take the active investment or to add it up with passive or have a mix of both or go only passive, is a matter of what gives strength to the portfolio. And that is what should be the concern or the objective of any portfolio construction.
But you know, I mean, currently markets are volatile, right? And either this volatility or, you know, even when things are fine, should passives now become part of core and actives move to the satellite portfolio? Is that the way forward?
That's the beauty of the situation, because both come with their own merits. When you look at an investor or a portfolio construction perspective, it's your view. When you look at active management or you look at adding active funds into your portfolio, the whole objective is to get returns above the market, which is above the benchmark. If somebody carries that view, then one can have the bulk of the portfolio, that is the core of the portfolio, in the active way. If somebody says that in this pursuit of this alpha or this return above the benchmark, why will I take the risk of underperformance? Let me just take the beta of the market, which is the market return. Then the focus should be the passive. It's the approach of the investor which is more important. It's the risk-taking profile or what is one more comfortable with, more important than what one should choose. Once you ascertain that, then the core and satellite can be ascertained after that. But it's very critical to first figure out where you stand in this basic approach to investing.
So what you want from your portfolio, right? And it's all about going back to the drawing board and drawing out or designing your portfolio before you actually invest in it. So is it, the metrics of, say, risk-taking ability or return expectations, that is what should define this mix between active and passive?
Sumaira, it always starts with a return-chasing concept. Over a period of time, you realize that it's a business of managing risks. The more comfortable with what you own in your underlying portfolio you are, the better investor you become. And it's volatile markets like this which give birth to better investors. You know the risk better. You get to associate yourself better with the underlying portfolio. Hence, you graduate to becoming a better investor. I mean, people say that once you go through different cycles, this is true for both fund managers as well as for investors. You see different shades of the market and hence you understand where you are investing in. So it's always critical to go to the drawing board, ascertain that, and then come to the portfolio construction.
But, you know, can a financial planner help in this? Because if it's your own risk-taking ability and your own expectation that sort of decides where you invest, how much of a help can a financial planner give to an investor?
See, I always believe that, the rock star or the star of the portfolio is the goal of the portfolio. The rock star is the person who takes you to that goal. So the financial planner comes out to be the rock star for two ways. One, I think the easier way is to design the portfolio. Everybody can do it. If you Google, you'll have 20, 30 pages on how to form a portfolio. But what the planner can bring is that discipline and that rigidity of keeping you on track to reaching that goal. Right? And so a planner is always very important. And always advisable to go, because that's a specialized job. Like my job is to do business development for my mutual fund. My job is not to plan a portfolio. But people feel since we are on this side of the portfolio or business, we understand portfolio construction. No, we don't. It's the job of a professional financial planner.
Yeah, absolutely. And, a drawing board can only help you so much unless you stick to it, right? If you vary from what you have designed, then nothing in the world is going to come and save your portfolio for you, right? But what is this healthy mix, therefore, right? We are well past the time when you can have only active. We are not yet at the time where you can have only passive, right? So this healthy mix continues in investors' portfolios for now?
Yes, Sumaira, for an investor in India, you are spoiled for choice because here you have the talent of the industry on the active side, which is still going out and pursuing alpha generation.
Especially in a developing economy.
In developing and in volatile markets like this, this volatility lies the opportunity, gives that inefficiency which fund managers look for. Plus, you cannot take away the fact that passive leads to unlimited ideation. Yeah. So can give you products which the active side cannot give. And hence this mix. My favorite example always is the Next 50. Yeah. Because on the active side, no fund is benchmarked to Next 50.
Yeah.
And it's the Next 50 that you're talking about. Yeah. So if you want to own the Next 50, you can only own it on the passive side. Yeah. And there is no portfolio which should not own Next 50. Yeah. Just for discussion's sake.
Yeah.
So a combination of both is what leads to a stronger portfolio. Now, if you want to add, say, the basic core of the portfolio on the active side, you say, hey, let me gun for returns above the market. And then you take the core of on the active side, but you want to say that there's a call, just for example, say there is banking is a call. You can take a specific satellite through a banking passive fund or vice versa.
A tactical
you say,
call.
Okay, we started the discussion saying that suppose large caps will underperform. Then you form the core of your portfolio with Nifty 50, Next 50 and add some actives which you believe can add slightly higher to your returns and form the satellite of the portfolio through the active side. It's this mix of core and satellite towards the return that you want generated. And that's the major focus to the return that you want generated, which is the ideal way. Yes, I agree that in isolation, it is no longer the story. A mix is definitely a better way forward.
Yeah. So basically, risk, return, stability, liquidity, there's more than one factor which decides how the portfolio should be constructed, right? And at least for now, the snowball effect has started for passives. And very soon, we'll probably see it rolling down the hill, gathering much more momentum. So, Swaroop, for now, thanks very much for joining in to talk about whether it's no longer just active or passive. For now, at least, it is a good mix of both of them. Thanks very much for joining.
Thank you, Sumaira, for having me.
Money Control and Mirae Asset present Passively Proactive. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.